Mwari wakuropafadzei vatsvene. Mukana zvekare kuva muno mangwanani ano. Ndichiyanana nemi.
Amen.
Amen.
Totenda Mwari kunge tiri pano mangwanani anhasi.
We thank God for being here this morning.
We know
it is the desire of everybody to be in the house of the
Lord. Like what
David said on the other day,
he said,
my heart rejoiced
when
they said to me, let us go to the house of the
Lord.
It's
such a privilege to every Christian.
Mukana wakanaka kumuKristu ega ega.
To be in the presence of God.
Kuwamo uwepo waishe.
So this morning we really appreciate that we have been able to come.
Mangwanani tinotenda kuti takwanisa kuuya.
Despite the circumstances.
Zvisinei nemamirire zvi.
Despite whatever is happening.
Zvisinei nezvese zvingadai zviri kuitika.
But it's a privilege to be in the house of God.
Asi mukana kungova mimba yaMwari.
That's why we have to take do everything.
Ndosaka zvichitoreva tirofana kutoita zvese zvazvinoda.
To make sure we utilize every time.
Kuti tive nechokwadi chekuti tashandisa mukana wese watina.
That we can be gathering up together.
Kuti tinge takaungana pamwe chete.
And then just to show that fellowship around one another.
Kungoratidza kuyanana kwedu mumwe kune mumwe.
To show that love.
Kuratidza rudo.
Amen, because it will come to a time.
Nekuti tichasvika pane nguva.
We will not be able to see one another.
Yekuti hatichatokwanisi kuti tinge tichionana.
But when that time comes.
Asi kana nguva ichinge yauya.
Make sure that this time. You have used it in the right way.
Waishandisa zvakananyisa.
To be in contact with God.
Kuti uwe mukubatana naMwari.
Because that time is coming.
Nekuti iyo nguva zviri kwazviri.
When you need only God.
Paunichange wakuda Mwari ariwo.
To be by your side.
Kuti ange ari kurutivi.
Because your brother will not be there.
Nekuti hama ichange isipo.
Amen. Your mother will not be there.
Amai vako vanenge vasipo.
Your sister will not be there.
Hanzvadzi ichange isipo.
But there's one who gave promise.
Asi pane mumwe chete akapa wimbiso.
I will be with you.
Ndichange ndinewe.
Even in you.
Kunyangwe mauri.
Until the end of age.
Kusvikira pamugumo wepasi.
Amen. So it's a privilege once again.
Mukana zvekare.
To be standing before you.
Kumira pamberi penyu.
It's not that I'm any better than you.
Haisi yeye kuti ndingadaro ndiri nani kupinda ani nani wenyu.
Or maybe because I'm putting on a better set of clothes than you.
Kana kuti ndakapfeka zvipfeko zviri nani kudarika
zvino. But it's just the grace of God.
Asi dzingoriwo nyasha dzaMwari.
And being here.
Kuva pano.
It does not mean that God is here because I'm here.
Haisi nyaya kuti Mwari vari pano nekuti ini ndiri pano.
Oh, God is here because you are here.
Kana kuti Mwari vari pano nekuti iwe uri
pano. God is here because of the promise of his
name. Mwari wangu uripo nenyaya yekuda kwevimbiso yawe yakapa.
Because he says, wheresoever two or three are gathered in my name.
Nekuti akati panoungana vairi kana vatatu
mutemo. There will I be in their midst.
Ini ndichange ndiri pakati pavo.
So really we know that God is here.
Saka chokwadi tinoziva kuti Mwari varipo pano.
Amen. You might not be able to see him.
Unogona kuti hadza kumuona nemaziso.
But because of the promise of his word.
Asi nekuda kwevimbiso yeshoko
rako. God is here.
Mwari vari pano.
Amen. Because he does not lie.
Nekuti Mwari havanyepi.
Wheresoever two or three are gathered in my name.
Panoungana vairi kana vatatu muzita rangu.
There will I be in their midst.
Ini ndichange ndiri pakati pavo.
So brother, sister.
Hama hanzvadzi.
When we come each and every day.
Kana tichinge tauya zuva rogaro.
We want to see him.
Tinoda kumuona.
Amen. 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 Let's just bow our heads.
Tikotamise uso hwedu.
Mutsvene makarurama. Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu. Mangwanani anhasi tinouya zvakare pamberi pechigaro chenyu chenyasha. Tichikutendai nokurumbidzai. Imi muri Mwari samasimba, imi muri mupi wupenyu, mupi wezvipo zvose zvakarurama. Baba da kutendai kuti ishe muri mutsvene matiunza zvakare mukati memba yenyu. Baba muri mutsvene tiine mwoyo inotarira kubva kwamuri. Baba ndikuziva kuti ishe muri mutsvene makataura mukati meshoko renyu. Ngatikumbirai chese chamunoda mukati mezita rangu ini ndinokuitirai. Baba tinokumbira mangwanani anhasi kuti ishe muri mutsvene taurai nesu nenzira yakatsaurwa. Tinoshuva kuti Mwari wangu mutsvene sanganai nechikumbiro chimwe nechimwe chiri mukati mehana dzevana venyu. Baba ndikuziva kuti ishe muri mutsvene hapana munhu angaitira umwe munhu chinhu ishe wokururama. Asi tinoziva kuti ishe muri mutsvene makatiitira zvose pamuchinjiko wekamuvhari. Baba muri mutsvene patinouya ishe muri mutsvene ticherechedza baba wokururama kufa kwamakaita pamuchinjikwa. Baba tinoti ishe muri mutsvene tibatsirei Jehovha wokururama kuti tikwanise kuve nekutenda ishe muri mutsvene kugamuchira zvose zvamakatiitira. Kugamuchira ishe muri mutsvene baba makanaka zvazvaireva baba muri mutsvene kurunda penyu ishe muri mutsvene pamuchinjiko wekamuvhari. Nokuti ishe muri mutsvene makauya baba wokururama makanangana ishe munhu mutsvene nekuinda pamuchinjikwa kuti ishe munhu mutsvene tiwe tinosunungurwa kubva kusairura makose baba tinoti ishe munhu mutsvene mangwana nhasi chiuyai Jehovha wokururama ishe munhu mutsvene muzevezere kwana imwe neimwe baba munhu mutsvene tibude mukati menzvimbo ino ishe munhu mutsvene tichitaura sevarume vaya vakanga vachiinda Emmaus kuti mwoyo yedu haina kutsvaira panga achitaura nesu baba tibatsirei baba titungamirirei zodzai ishe munhu mutsvene kupadzwa kweevhangeri yenyu ishe munhu mutsvene zodzai hana imwe neimwe iri pano baba munhu mutsvene zururai meso edu baba makarurama tikwanise kucherechedza uvepo hwenyu tikwanise ishe munhu mutsvene zviro kwazvo kuuya kuseri kwechidzitiro baba tisangane nemi tinoisa zvinhu zvose kwamuri tichikumbira zvese nokutenda muzita ratenzi Jesu Kristu Ishe wedu amen and amen
amen
amen maybe you, before we sit we can just open our Bibles
tagara pasi tinogona hedu kuverenga mabhaibheri edu
amen let's open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 27 from verse
27.
I believe maybe let's just read because we are going to read up to verse
53.
So I think it's quite a long reading. So let's just read maybe the first five verses and then we can sit down, then we can continue. Amen. If you have found it, we'll read. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. Amen. We may be seated and we continue. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they come unto the place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, they parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they washed him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left, and they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priest, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? But that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard it, that said, This man calleth for Elias. And straight away one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, Let us see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain, from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of these of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Amen. May God add blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen.
Amen. Like I said, it's a privilege once again to be standing before you. Amen. Thanking the pastor to let me stand and still be having confidence. And still having confidence. Amen. That I'll not stand here and feed the sheep some local weed. Amen. So we really thank God. Like I always say that when I'm here, it's home for me. Home is always home. No matter how bad it is, even if there is no food at home,
it's
still home. Amen. Even if there is no good seats at home, it's still home. So we are thankful to be back home. We thank God for his this privilege. Amen. To stand before you. Amen. I believe you know the kind of person I am. I'll not try to be any different. Amen. I'll just be myself. And being myself, you almost saw it when we were starting. Myself is that I just start and I go. Amen. But I try and make adjust that. Because sometimes we might end up the service when we are standing. Because when we start, I just go. So just pray for me. So this morning, for a very short one, because we don't have much time. Amen. We just want to say. If we are given to give a title, what does Calvary mean to you?
Calvary is number one.
Amen.
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 Because we read this morning. Amen. When they led him to Calvary, they led him to Golgotha. And the Bible in another place. He said when they came to Golgotha, there they crucified him. Amen. There he died. Amen. But when he died, he did not just die in vain. Amen. Because remember at one time, amen, when he was preaching, going along, and people had heard about his the great works he was doing. We heard at one time, there were Greeks who came to the disciples, and they wanted to see Jesus. And they came and they say, says,
we'll
see Jesus. Amen. Because whenever you hear about Christ, and what he has done, and what he is doing, you have a desire to meet up with him. That was the same thing with these Greeks. They wanted to see Christ. And the Bible says, Philip directed them to Andrew. He brought the Greeks to Andrew. And they brought them, the Greeks to Jesus.
Then Andrew,
but when Christ, when they came to Jesus Christ, the Bible doesn't tell us that he told the Greeks. That you know, you wanted to see me. It's me who is Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
But brother, sister,
Asamanza,
what does the Bible say? He went on to say, if a wheat of corn,
kana goros,
if it doesn't fall into the ground,
kana rikasadonhera muvhu,
it abideth alone. But if it falls into the ground, it will bring forth plenty. Amen.
Amen.
What was he speaking about? Because he was already speaking about his death. Because he knew exactly why he had come. Because he knew he came as the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. He knew the very purpose. He had come on the face of the earth. Even was not to perform the miracles.
Amen.
Although performing the miracles was only making the people to see who he was. That's why, brother, sister, as we go along in this life journey, amen, we are going on with God. I believe in this hour that we are living in. Amen, we are in this third Exodus. Amen. We are in a journey which started in the mind of God. We are in a journey which is pre-planned. We are in a journey which we didn't bring ourselves into. We are in a journey, amen, which God, before the world began, amen, pre-planned. So, brother, sister, whatever you go through, whatever you meet along the way, know that God knows. The thing you have to realize is to know that this journey we are in is to go back to that place where we are one with God. Amen. Because when he gave promise to Israel,
amen.
When he gave promise to Israel, remember, he was speaking to Abraham. Amen. When he told Abraham, thy seed who possess the gates of its enemies. And he told Abraham, he had given you this land for an inheritance. No one is going to take it away from you. But he told Abraham, your seed shall go into captivity. Amen. And they are going to enslave them. But I'll come back to them. I'll bring them out with a mighty hand. Before even Israel was there. Amen. God is speaking to Abraham. So when
Israel
was born, amen, and they went into captivity. Amen. They did not know why the events were going that way. Amen. Even Joseph himself, he did not know why. Amen. His brothers, amen, tend to be human traffickers. Amen.
Amen.
Because the human trafficking, yeah, it was there in the Bible. Amen. The brothers of Joseph, they sold him for a slave. Amen.
Amen.
So Joseph was not even wondering why. Surely my own brothers to sell me into slavery. My own brothers whom I was born together with. Amen.
Amen.
But it was God's plan. So brother, sister, as we go along the journey,
there are
many things which are going to happen.
But
brother, sister, never lose sight that there is a will in the middle of the will. There is someone who is turning all the events. There is someone who is directing each and every event. That's why the prophet today, he stood on the scene. He preached the message. Modern events. Amen. Modern events.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I made clear
Yes.
by vindicated prophecy. That's why, brother, sister, the event is happening now. You have just got to go back to what God has said. Don't lose sight of what God has said. Don't be taken up with what man says. Just look at what God has said. Know that God, whatever he says, it will come to pass. That's why, brother, sister, all these events which are happening, all the things which are happening now, what are they doing? They are only working out, only reconstructing, and the whole world to come to that place where they will rally behind that devil, that dragon.
Amen.
Amen. That dragon. Amen.
Amen.
Because, brother, sister,
Amen.
As we are sitting here, things are not just happening. Remember, it's God. Amen.
Amen.
Who gave promise? It's God. Amen. We had spoken to the children of Israel. Remember when they were crucifying him? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. They said, let his blood be upon us, upon our own children. Amen. When they crucified him, they thought it was finished. Amen. But, brother, sister, because God had a purpose, why was God doing it that way? Because God had to make a way to put Israel aside so that he could speak to you and me as Gentiles. Because that period to deal with Israel had to be cut off according to the prophecy, according to what God showed Daniel. So what happened? Israel was cast away. Israel was thrown into all the other nations. Amen. But when the time came for Israel to come back,
amen,
what happened? Amen. God anoints men in the world, amen, with evil spirit. Amen. They just started hating the Jews. Amen.
Amen.
Why?
Say,
because it was God who wanted to drive them back to Israel. It was God who wanted to fulfill his word. So, brother, each and everything that happens, just look at it in the light of the word. That's why even the events which are happening today, look at it in the light of the word. Because there is people who get anointed to make sure they bring in laws. They bring in a situation which will only make the word of God come to pass. So, brother, sister, in this hour that we are living in, we don't listen to what the newspaper says. We don't look at what the men say. We only look at what God has said through the mouth of the prophet. Because we know we are going there to that place where the prophet says there will come a time when they will do away with the paper money. They will do away with the paper money. They will go back to the gold standard. And, brother, sister, if you read in the news, right now, they are busy trying to see how they can come up with some Cypro currency.
You'll be having that money on our gadgets.
Amen.
Amen.
That's
what is happening around the world. But the prophet told us
before,
that's where we are heading to. Why is it going that way? Because remember, the prophet told us
America
is that beast.
In Revelation chapter 18,
that was from the Lord with two horns.
Amen. Yanga iriyo nyanga yezvekunamata.
That was the horn of religion. And the horn of politics. But through the passage of time, that beast, it spoke. Doing the works that were being done by the first beast.
So, brother, sister,
Aman,
America.
America.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. At the moment, is the bully around the world. They are the ones who organize.
Amen.
They organize. They put organized violence.
Amen.
Amen. Organized violence. Why?
Say,
to try and push everyone.
Everyone
is being prepared to come to that place where they can rally behind the beast. Rally behind that dragon. But brother, they do it in such a subtle way. Amen. How do they do it, brother, sister? Because there's people, there's men out there who are anointed, who are doing it. When the Bible says, in the last days, that in this day that we are living in, that is the fourth kingdom. The Roman kingdom, which is ruling in this hour that we are living in. People say, how does it happen? How is the Catholic going to rule? But brother, sister, that system is so organized. They've got people there with different societies who are doing different things. They are intertwined into governments, intertwined into each and every nation. They are the ones who control. Amen. So, brother, sister, we have to look at all these events in the light of the word. Amen.
Amen.
But we are thankful that this morning we are the children of God. Just like Paul says, that day will not come upon you as a thief. Why? Because you are the children of the light. Arise and shine, for thy true light has come. Brother, sister, the world today is looking for a people, amen, who manifest God. That's why Paul says in Romans chapter 8, the whole creation is groaning. Amen. What is it groaning for? For the manifestation of the children of God. Because, brother, sister, when he went on to Calvary, what does Calvary mean to you? Amen. When he died on the cross at Calvary and he cried, it is finished. What did it mean to you? Being finished on the cross at Calvary, it meant you, if you accept him, that he stood in your place. Amen. That he is the one who died in your place. Why did he die in your place? He did not die in your place. He did not die in your place for you to become a church member. He did not die in your place to be just a good person. He died in your place. That's why he had already told his disciples, amen, in a little while, you will not see me. But in a little while, you are going to see me. Why? Because I will be with you. Because when I go on the cross at Calvary, there is going to be a transfer of life. Amen. Because Adam in the Garden of Eden, he lost that right to eternal life. He lost that right to live forever. Amen. That's why when God came in the Garden of Eden, after Adam had sinned, he says to Adam, amen, where are you? And Adam says, I'm hiding. I realized that I'm naked. And God says, have you eaten from that tree?
wandaka kuti usazodya.
And he says, no, the woman who gave me. And he turned to the woman. And the woman says, Satan beguiled me. Amen.
Amen.
But remember what the Bible says. He says when he put them in the Garden of Eden. Amen. He made all the trees to grow. Which were good to eat. The tree of life also. And the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Amen. That's why when God was addressing Satan through the mouth of Ezekiel, in Ezekiel chapter
28,
amen, he speaks about the king of Tyre. Amen. Maybe let's just read it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, thus says the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum. Thou sealest up the sum. The sum. Full of wisdom. And perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Who was he speaking about? He was speaking about Satan. He was speaking about that Lucifer, the anointed cherub. And he was there in the Garden of Eden. He knew everything about life. Amen. But what happened? The Bible says he wanted to exalt himself above what God was, which means he wanted also his creation. He wanted also his people he could rule over. But because he did not have the power to create, he ended up just perverting what God had created. What a perversion it was. When the devil, when Lucifer,
Satan,
injected his own DNA, amen, into the human race. And from that day, because the DNA of Adam, of the seed of
Adam,
was changed, and he could not live any longer eternally. Because God had said, from that time, when you eat from that tree of knowledge of good and evil, that time you die. Amen. I like what the prophet says. He says, man, he has been eating from that tree of knowledge and good and evil. He says they took a bite from there and they came out with gunpowder. Amen. And there's so many people who die because of guns today. He says they took another bite. They came up with atomic energy. And brother, sister, they are going to bend the whole earth. Because the Bible says, the day you eat thereof, that day you die. Man has never been able to live one day before God. From that time, man has never lived a day. Because the Bible says, in the sight of God, one day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years, like one day. So, brother, sister, man started to die because he had been changed. The devil had injected himself into the human race.
Amen.
Amen. That's why God knew there was no one else who could change that DNA. There was no one else who could change the position that Adam's race was in.
No
other man could be able to do it.
Because
it would take the one who was like him before.
It
taken the one who knew the formula. Amen. To come up with the DNA at the beginning. And the only person who knew the formula was God himself. Amen. That's why he came. He went on the cross at Calvary. Because already in his mind, he had already predestinated. He had already written it down that the innocent will die for the guilty. That's why, amen, when John stood on the Patmos, on the Isle of Patmos, amen. When he was standing on the Isle of Patmos, amen, and he says he was called up in heaven. And he saw on the throne of God, there was one sitting there with a book in his hand. And a cry went out, who is worthy to take the book and to loose the seals thereof? There was no one who was worthy. There was no one who was worthy to bring redemption to Adam's fallen race. Because the seals is all about the plan of God to bring Adam's fallen race back into Eden. That's why, brother, sister, when we are speaking about Calvary, when you say, what does Calvary mean to you? Calvary means, amen, power in you. Amen, to overcome sin. That's why the Christian today, you can never be a failure. Amen, that's why Paul says, you cannot be indebted to this flesh. Because he says, there's now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. For they not live after the flesh, but they live after the Spirit. Because in them, because of Calvary, there was a change. That life came back. And brother, sister, in this day that we are living in, that's one thing you have to make sure in your life. Because that life, amen, does not come because of the church you are in. That life does not come because of the associates you are associated with. That life only comes because you have accepted Calvary. You have accepted that him going on the cross was for me to be like him. That's why, brother, sister, in John chapter 14, verse 12, he says, if you believe in me, the works that I do, shall you do also greater works than this. Amen. Because God has brought you to that place where you are a son and daughter of God, where you have got to impact life.
Amen.
Amen. Where you have to impact life. Amen. That's what the prophet says. Because he says Christ, he never lived for himself. Christ lived for others. Amen. He says, when you become a child of God, when you have accepted the sacrifice of Calvary, amen, there is a change. Amen, you don't live for yourself. You live for others. You live for that person. Amen. Oh, my, I like what the prophet says. He says you live for that person. Amen, who hates you. You live for that person. Amen, the prophet says, a brother will say,
amen.
Yes, brother, I can live for this brother because he's good. He says, if you do that, then you are not a Christian. He says, live for that person whom, if he was able, he can actually kill you. Amen. That is the Christian life. The Christian life is not coming to church. It's not just singing psalms. The Christian life is you to live for the next person. Because you are standing there like Christ. Why did Christ come? To redeem those who that are lost. So your life has to be there for the brother who is wrong, that you might bring him up. Your life has to be there
Amen.
To be an inspiration to the one who is going back to come back once again. Your life has to be there to show forth who Christ is in this hour that you are living in.
Amen.
That's what Calvary means.
Calvary,
brother, sister.
Calvary,
God in you. Showing forth his own characteristics.
Amen.
Because we are longing. Amen. To have that fellowship with God.
Amen.
The prophet says, I think in the message, fellowship by redemption should be. He says, men has always longed to fellowship. Let me see if I can just get to it. It's a pity that it's something which just came up. I never gave the brothers the just in the book fellowship with God through reconciliation.
Amen.
56:01:20. The prophet says, in this meeting, I've thought of doing this. Many people have watched my life in the healing campaign. How that the things will take place. And the prophetic gifts and so forth. Just like tell you how that's done. That's done through fellowship with Jesus Christ. There is no other way. No other plan. No trick to it. Just simply plain fellowship. Taking God at his word. What he said was truth. Believe it. That just settles it. Then talk to him. Love him. Thank him for it. That does it. So the prophet said, whatever was happening in his life is because of the fellowship with Jesus Christ. So whatever you do, brother, sister, amen, you have to make sure you establish that fellowship. And that fellowship was established at Calvary. That's what Calvary means. Calvary brings you to that place where you are made one with God. Don't ever look at what you are. Don't look at what you have done. Amen. Because it is God who devised the plan. He is the one who devised the plan. Amen. That you could fall into sin. Because he wanted to show that he was a savior. So don't look at yourself. Don't look at your failures. You are a failure to begin with. You will never make it on your own. Amen. You have to trust him. Believe him. Stand on his word. Because his word is the seed. Amen. And when that seed is placed into the ground, it will bring forth of its own kind. Amen. If you need healing this morning,
amen.
If you need healing this morning, you know by his stripes you are healed. Amen.
Amen.
When you take that word, you hide it in your heart.
Amen.
The condition is right. You wait upon that word. Because it's a seed, it will bring forth. Amen. The prophet says, there is no farmer who plants his seed and each and every morning he goes and digs up that seed to see whether it's coming up or not. He says when he buries that seed,
amen.
When he buries that seed, he has got faith in the seed. He has got faith in what God has put in the seed. That seed is going to come out. That's what we have to do.
Amen.
That's what we have to do. With every promise of God. You know that God is not a liar. Whatever he has said, he will bring it to pass. So wait upon God. That's what Abraham did. He knew God is not a liar. He says, I'm going to give you a son. Amen. He believed God. Amen. Against hope.
Amen.
Against hope. Amen. He believed in hope. He knew that God had already said, my word,
amen.
My word will not return unto me void without accomplishing what I have sent it to do. So, brother, sister,
amen.
If you want to go anywhere with God, if you want the supernatural to be in your life, just take God at His word. Don't look at yourself, because it's not you to bring the promise to come to pass. It's not you who made the promise. It's God who said, if the believers, if they lay hands on the sick, the sick shall recover. Amen. If hands are laid on you, you know that God's word will come to pass. It might come to pass now. It might come to pass today, tomorrow. It might come to pass next week. But we have to wait upon it. Because it's God. In the season of God.
Amen.
Amen. He will bring it to pass. Not in your season, but in the season of God. Because it's Him who kept the promise. You have to wait upon God. Brother, sister, in this hour that we are living in, what are we waiting for? We're waiting for the change of the body.
Amen.
But we should never be distracted by the things which are around us. Because along the journey, there is so many things which distracted the children of Israel. Till God, the Bible says, was not happy with them, and they all perished in the wilderness. Didn't they see the mighty acts of God?
Amen.
Didn't they see the mighty acts of God?
They
all enjoyed the manna falling from heaven. They all enjoyed the coming of the quails. They all rejoiced when the bitter waters were turned into sweet. They all enjoyed when the rock brought up its waters. But one thing they lost sight of was that it was not in the things which are happening in the wilderness. They had to cross over. They had to go into the promised land. That's where God wanted them to be. Where does God want you to be today, brothers?
Amen.
Where does God want you to be? He wants you to come to that place where you are living. Amen. Jesus Christ. On the face of the earth. Because until we come to that time, until we come to that perfection, remember the Bible says they could not be made perfect. They could not be made perfect. The ones who have slept, the ones who have gone through the other ages, remember, amen, in the age of Luther, they only received justification, and they were laid to rest. In the age of Wesley, they received sanctification. They were laid to rest. In the age of the Pentecostals, they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They were laid to rest. That's why Paul was saying they could not be made perfect without us. Why not without us? Because we are the perfection.
We
are the voice of the resurrection. We are the one who bring Christ down. Because our lives are so much like Him. That's what, brother, sister, we are looking for in this day. We are not looking for many cars. Amen.
Amen.
Many cars is just as good as every manna in the wilderness. Amen. I'm not saying you should not have cars. Amen. Many cars is just like having the quails in the wilderness. Because then we rejoice. Amen. But when we come to Kadesh Barnea, to possess the land, when we come to that place where you believe that you are like God, where you believe that there's not going to be hatred in you, that there's not going to be any hatred in you. When you come to that place where you know you can become like God, you can lay down your life for your own brother, no matter what it happens. That's what God wants us to come to do. That's why, brother, sister, each and every time when we come in junctions in our lives, whatever happens in your life, at every junction in your life, it's for you to wake up. What have I shown at this junction? Because every junction, no matter the misunderstanding, maybe the misunderstanding you have with your boss at work. Amen. What did you do? How did you remain? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You say you are a Christian. You say you are a child of God. That misunderstanding between you and your wife, what did you show? Because it's junctions along the way. You have to be checking out your life, whether you are walking on the pages of the Bible, whether you are becoming like Christ each and every day. Because the Bible says Enoch walked with God. And he was not.
Amen.
And he was not. And he was translated.
Amen.
The prophet says, each and every time what God ever said, Enoch went on to do.
Enoch.
He went on to do. So much that he became like God.
Then he was translated.
Amen.
Amen.
So, brother, sister, in your own life, I'm encouraging you. Amen. It's also my desire that each and every day I might show this life of Jesus Christ. Amen. I might show what it means. What Calvary means to me. Calvary means the life of an overcomer.
Amen.
Calvary means the life of someone who comes into perfection. Amen. Because perfection can only be by God. Christ says to his disciples, be ye therefore perfect. As your Father in heaven is perfect. But how can you be perfect? When Job was saying, there's no one who can get a clean thing. There's no one who can get a clean thing out of an unclean thing. But perfection comes because of Calvary. If you can only accept it, if you can only stand upon it, don't look at yourself. Know that he took your place. That you can take the place of God.
Amen.
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 Vakatsivanisa nzvimbo.
Amen.
Amen. Vakave iwewe mutadzi.
And he stood on your place.
Iwewe uwe Mwari.
So that you become God yourself.
Unofanira kuti uzvitende.
You have to believe it.
Ufambe mazviri.
You have to walk in that.
Amen. Because kana wazvikonfesa.
Because if you confess it,
unove izvozvo.
Then you become as such.
Amen.
Amen.
Asi kana usina zvikonfesa.
But if you don't confess it,
aiwa haumbosvikina mazviri.
Then you cannot get into it.
Amen. Asi Mwari vari kutsvaga vanhu.
But God is looking for people
panguva ino
in this time
vekuti vanozviratidza vari mavari,
so that he can manifest himself.
Ndosaka vakauya pamuchinjiko wekauri.
That's why he came on the cross of Calvary.
Amen. Ndosaka vakatumira muprofita panguva ino.
That's why he sent us a prophet.
Why did he send a prophet?
Because
he
akatumira muprofita.
The Bible says,
but it is not.
Amen. He shall turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers.
Vachatora mwoyo yevana kudzosera kumadzibaba.
Amen. With a ministry of, like the ministry of Elijah.
Sezvakaita shumiro ya Elia.
What was the ministry of Elijah?
Ko shumiro ya Elia ndei?
The ministry of Elijah.
Shumiro ya Elia
was introducing Jesus Christ.
Yanga iri yekuzivisa Jesu Christ.
Amen. In the time of John the Baptist,
panguva ya Johani Mubhabhatidzi,
that ministry
ishumiro iyoyo
introduced Jesus Christ.
Yakazivisa tenzi Jesu Christ
in a body,
mutumbi.
Because at that time,
nekuti panguva iyo,
he was coming as the Lamb of God.
Vanga vari kuuya segwaya naRamwari.
He died on the cross at Calvary.
Waifanira kufa pamuchinjiko weKalvari.
People had to recognize him in that body.
Vanhu waifanira kutomucherechedza ari mutumbi.
But in this hour that we are living in,
asi munguva yatinorarama mairi,
there stood another man.
Pakamira zvekare.
The ministry like the ministry of John the Baptist.
Aneshumiri akafanira neshumiri yaJohani Mubhabhatidzi.
And what did he do?
Ko iye akaitei murume
uyu? Introduce Jesus Christ.
Akazivisa zvekare tenzi Jesu Kristu.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We saw Christ.
Takaona Kristo.
In the life of that man.
Mupenyu wemurume
uyu. We saw Christ.
Takaona Kristo.
Being made manifest.
Achiratidzirwa.
In a man.
Mumunhu.
Of like passions as we are.
Ane ane zvido zvakaita sezvedu.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But when the messenger went away. When John the Baptist went away.
John the Baptist is not akapfuura.
Christ died on the cross at Calvary.
Kristo ndokufa paCalvary.
Because he remember he told them.
Nekuti ranga ratangata.
Wait in the city of Jerusalem.
Mirirai muguta reJerusalem.
Until you are endued with power.
Kusvikira mazadzwa nesimba.
Power for what?
Kusimba nderei.
Not power for arguments.
Harisi simba regakava.
Amen. Not power for making divisions.
Harisi simba rekuti mukwanise kupa.
But you shall receive power.
Asi muchagamuchira simba.
To be my messenger.
Kuti muwe wa.
To be my witness.
Kuti muwe zvapupu zvangu.
Why, where was that witness?
Amen.
Where was that witness?
Uchapupu hwanga huri.
The witness was not in them explaining who Christ is.
Ayo uchapupu hwanga usiri pakutsanangura kuti Kristo ndiye.
The witness was in the manifestation of the life of Jesus Christ in their own life. So brother, sister, the messenger has come. He showed us Christ. Amen. That same Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ
whom we saw in the life of the prophet, he is here. He is looking for someone who can believe that he is the one whom he came for. Amen. Brother,
amen.
Sister, we are in an hour, a wonderful hour,
where,
brother, sister, the world is groping in darkness. But we don't have to be together with them. Amen. We have to be seeing Christ in our own lives. Because that is the promise of the hour. That's where we are coming to. Amen. Because, brother, sister, I was reading this week. When the prophet is speaking about the third pool, most of the time when we speak about the third pool, we speak about the spoken word creation. But if you see, the prophet was tying the third pool. The ministry to the lost. The prophet was tying the third pool to the going away of the church. The prophet was tying the third pool. He says, what you have temporarily seen, what is it waiting for? It will be seen in a greater measure. Amen. When the churches, when the council of churches starts to tighten up. So, brother, sister, the most important thing in a Christian believer is to make sure you have recognized
Calvary.
You have known what it means to you. You have fully gotten the benefits of Calvary. Because the benefits of
Calvary,
it brings in the third pool. The benefits of Calvary brings in the spoken word creation. Because it is God himself living in you. That's why he gave the Holy Ghost. Go and read the message.
Amen.
Go read the message. Message.
Read that message.
What was the Holy Ghost given for? What is the Holy Ghost? You see, you hear what the prophet says.
He
says the Holy Ghost is God himself living in you, acting out what he is in your own life. So without the Holy Ghost, you can speak about we are waiting for the rapture. But if the Holy Ghost is not there, sure enough, brother, sister, you all remain with the others. So make sure in your life
you
have come into that place where you are not going to rest. Amen. Until that power is in you. Until that change in your life. Because when you have the Holy Ghost, you are assured.
Amen.
That when he calls, you are going to answer. When you have got the Holy Ghost, you are assured that whatever happens, amen.
Amen.
Because you are not standing on what men say. Your confidence
It's not in what you can do.
You
now have a confidence in what God did for you
on
Calvary.
Because
he died for you.
Amen.
Because he loved you. Even before you loved him.
He
is the one who has called you. Amen. Because remember the Bible says, no man can come unto me except the Father calls him. So that's how I believe it, brother, sister.
Me,
I know I'm not here because of someone else. Because I've heard, amen,
amen,
the cry of that voice. I heard that still small voice.
And
the prophet says, when you hear that still small voice, it
will
change in your life. Amen. It makes you to focus
on
what God wants you to do. Amen. He says many times, we have deadened that voice. We don't get still enough. We don't get quiet enough.
Be
able to listen to that voice. Because there are so many voices which are out there. There are so many voices. There are so many things which pressurize people that they won't be able to listen to that voice.
So brother,
this morning, take time to be quiet. Take time to wait upon God. Take time to listen to that voice. Amen.
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 Make sure you are responding to that voice.
Don't
respond to the voice of the church.
Don't
respond to the voice of your friend. Amen. Don't respond to the voice of your associates. Respond to the voice of the word of God. When you respond to that voice, it brings a change in your life. And I believe, brother, sister,
Calvary.
Amen. Has brought something in our lives. We are here because of Calvary. If he had not died on the cross at Calvary, we could not have been here. But brother, sister, because he loved us, he made a way for us. Amen. Amen. And we are just walking in that way. Amen. We are not worried. Whatever we meet along the way, it's him who is going before us. Amen. Because the children of Israel, when they came out of
Egypt,
they never knew how they were going to get to Canaan. Because it was God. It was
God's plan. It's be in the plan of the Lord. So that you come back to him. What you have to do. You have to listen. What God wants. That's where the children of Israel got it wrong.
Amen.
Amen. They were used to that life of Egypt. So that they could do anything on themselves. They could hustle on themselves. So that they can live.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Asi vakamba vakangano manje.
And they forgot.
Kuti pavamfamba.
Where they are now walking.
Pano umwe leader manje.
There is now another leader.
Amen.
Amen.
Pano umwe leader manje.
There is now another leader.
Wokuti iye ndiye anoda kuti atungamirire.
He is the one who has to lead.
Iwewe chaunofanira kuita kuteera chete.
What you have to do is simply follow. And you have to do according to his saying.
Kungomirira paari chete.
Just wait upon him.
Amen.
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 Amen. That's what we have to do. We have to stand on the
Lord.
It's something which is good. That's the best
characteristic.
It's the characteristics of the children of Abraham. Of being able to stand. Waiting upon the promise of God. It is so difficult to wait for the unknown time.
Amen.
Amen. Have you ever planned to meet up with somebody at a certain place?
Amen. You
give each other time. Okay, we are going to meet at 10 o'clock. You get there at 10 o'clock or maybe just before 10. And it's now 10 o'clock. We are still waiting. Still waiting. The person is nowhere to be found.
Half past 10.
Nowhere to be found. It's very difficult. Not knowing what is going to take place. Because you might end up going. Then you'll hear that person say, but later on I came.
You are justified to decide to quit.
Yeah, but as a person who is deciding on what
as to do, contract,
but in the contract of God, you don't have that leeway.
You do decide that
where you can decide, okay, it has to come on this time. If he gave the promise, you just have to wait.
Amen.
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 I cannot imagine as now.
Don't
say,
don't find excuses. He gave
promise.
Is he said he's going to come?
Asa, yes.
He doesn't give you the
no
time. Because time is here. He comes on his own time.
Amen.
Amen.
If
you want to give him the time, if you want to say, okay, I have to know this and that, so that I know, okay, it's him now coming.
You will miss him when he comes.
It's the same thing with the children of Israel. They were waiting the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And
they prepared everything.
They made up whatever you were supposed to be like.
They made
but God came in a manger. And they missed it. But he had come as the Lamb of God to save men from sin. Remember through all the journey. Amen. And they came out of
Egypt.
God had given them, gave them a symbol of that slain lamb.
Amen.
Of that slain lamb. That's why he required for them to kill a lamb. And take the blood, smite it on the doorpost. He was already giving them a figure of his way of redemption. And they killed the lamb in Egypt. All along the way, they were killing lambs, giving testimony of the coming of the Lamb of God. But as they were going along, they came up with all different explanations. Till when God fulfilled his promise, they were never able to recognize. So brother, sister, God has given us promise of the change of this body. Each and every day, we are waiting upon God. But each and every day, we have to see God in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Because that's the thing which gives you strength to go on. To be able to see God in your life, each and every day, in the very smallest of things.
The things of the children, they are being led by the
children.
They don't just happen. From the day you started walking with God in your life, things that take place in your life, they don't just happen for nothing. They've got a reason.
Amen. So,
brothers, every time let us stand upon the Lord.
Calvary, knowing
what's the meaning of Calvary in our life.
Calvary means the life of victory.
Calvary
means the life.
Inorewa upenyu.
Amen. Which shows the characteristics of God.
Upenyu unoratidza unhu hwaMwari.
Wherever God is.
Pese pana Mwari.
Amen. Because God is supernatural.
Nekuti Mwari ndechemweya.
The supernatural has to be there.
Amen. Chemweya chofanira kunge
chiri. Wherever God is.
Pese pane paina Mwari.
Amen. Because God is love.
Nekuti Mwari rudo.
Love has to be shown.
Rudo runofanira kuratidza.
Wherever God is.
Pese pana Mwari.
Because he has got all the patience.
Nekuti ane kutsungirira kwose.
We have to see that patience.
Tinofanira kuona kutsungirira kwacho.
Wherever God is.
Pese pana Mwari.
Amen. Because he is the perfection of faith.
Nekuti iye ndiye kukwaniswa kwekutenda.
Faith has to be shown.
Kutenda kunofanira kuonekwa.
Amen. Because you are walking with God.
Nekuti tiri kufamba naMwari.
That's why Peter said, amen. We have to build that stature, to come to that stature of a perfect man.
The
stature of a perfect man is God living in the individual.
And it only comes
because
of Calvary. It only comes if we come and lay on the altar and say, Lord, here we are. We are so unworthy. But you are the one who is worthy. We accept that you took our place. And when I rise up from here, I know it's no longer I that is living. But it's Christ that is living in me. That's the man we want to see in the end time. That's the Christian whom we want to see in the end time. The Christian who does whatever he's doing. He does it subconsciously. You don't do it because you have to do it. The prophet says, you don't buy a brother a pair of clothes. Because you're saying, I know, I see that brother doesn't have a suit. Let me buy him. Because God says we should buy him. When you do it that way, you are not a Christian. Amen. Because he says a Christian. He has got the life of God in him. Whatever he does, it's subconscious. Which means you are living it out. It's something which just happens in you. Amen.
Amen.
Because something you do subconsciously is not something we think about. It's something which is embedded in you. Now it just happens. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet even, when he was speaking about that, he went on to say, that's why at one time Jesus said, God will come to that time when he is going to separate the sheep from the goats. You put the sheep on one side, goats on the other. And you say to the goats, you saw me when I was not clothed. You never gave me something to put on. When I was in hospital, you never came and saw me in hospital. Amen. When I was like this, you never came. Amen. And you say, go away, you workers of iniquity. Amen. But you say to the sheep, you saw me when I was hungry and you fed me. You saw me when I was sick and you came and ministered unto me. And they will say, when did we do this, Lord? He says, when you did to this one of the least of my little ones, you did it unto me. And the prophet says, they were doing it subconsciously. Till they did not even know that they were doing it. Amen.
Amen.
So, brother, sister, that is the life of a Christian. That is the life which has God in it. You go on to do the things God requires you to do. It's part of your life. It's not something which you have to do because we are being taught at church.
No. If it's something that you have been taught, that's why today.
Amen.
Amen.
Love among is the Christian.
Amen.
Love among is the Christian. Is running low. Amen.
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 Because it's something which you have taught. It's something which you have been taught to do. But when you have been taught to do it, if it's something you have been taught to do, surely you just kill one Egyptian like Moses. Amen. But brother, sister, when you have come before the burning bush, when you have spoken to that God, amen, and he speaks back to you, when you rise up from there, whatever you are doing, you are doing it subconsciously. You are doing it because it's God who is doing it in you. That's what we are speaking about this morning. But we have to come to Calvary, recognize what God has
done for you.
He said,
Lord, here I am. I'm sick and tired of being an educated Christian. I'm sick and tired of being a church Christian. I'm sick and tired. Amen. Of a Christian of association. I'm sick and tired of a Christian of just friendship. I want to be a Christian where Christ lives in me. He shows forth his characteristics. That's what we have to do to be brother
and
sister. God is requiring you to come to that place where he sees himself in you. Because when he sees himself in you, it will bring him down. Then when it brings him down, then the rapture will go. Because when he has come down, you yourself, you recognize who you are. That's why he says at the end, you know who, that I'm in the Father, the Father in me, and I in you. Because you take that identity of God in your own life. Amen.
Amen.
Sees brother, sister,
amen,
to look at yourself
because
of the old life.
Don't do that, brother, sister.
Christ,
even if you do that, then which means Christ died for you. If you are here and you have never met him,
if you only come, confess your sins.
Amen.
You confess your sins. You get baptized in his name. Amen. He has already given you a gift. He will give you the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is God coming in you to perform. To perform what you have not been able to do. Amen.
Amen.
Because whatever you do, it has to be God. Amen. Because, brother, sister,
Calvary,
it divorced us.
Amen.
It divorced us from the old husband. Amen. Because remember, we had a contract with the old husband. That's why Paul says in Romans chapter 7, he says a woman is bound to the law of his husband as long as he lives. But after he is dead, amen, he is loosed from the law of his husband. And brother, sister,
Calvary,
it loosed us from the law, amen, of the devil. The law of this flesh, amen, was loosed at Calvary. Because at Calvary, amen, God,
amen,
he gave a death blow.
Amen.
He gave a death blow.
Amen.
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 Kuna Satan.
To the devil.
Ndopa akaperera pamchinjikwe
Calvary. That's where the devil ended.
Kuti iwe usunungurwe.
So that you can be free.
Kumurairo murume wakare.
From the laws of God.
Ndopa Paul anoti haufaniri kuve muranda.
That's why Paul said you don't have to be
nyama.
To the flesh.
Amen. Nokuti wakasunungurwa pamchinjikwe
Calvary. Because you have been free.
Ndozorera Calvary mukati muupenyu wangu.
That's the meaning of Calvary.
Nokuti pandakacherechedza izvozvo mukati muupenyu wangu.
Because when I realized that in my life.
Kubva kumabasa enyama.
From all the works of this flesh.
Amen. Everything which was around me.
Zvese zvakandipoteredza.
It fell off.
Zvakabva zvangova.
And a new life came in.
Upenyu usanobva
auya. Because Paul says.
Nokuti Paul ano.
Any man is in Christ.
Kana munhu wese ari muna
Kristu. All the old things are passed away.
Zvinhu zvese zvava
zvapfuura. New things have come.
Zvinhu zvitsva zvinozvinonya.
The life of God.
Upenyu hwaMwari.
Is now being shown in me.
Vakuchiratidzwa mumunhu uya.
That's my desire each and every day.
Ndochishuwo changu zuva rimwe.
Amen. Although the devil might try.
Amen.
Although the devil might try to bring bugs here and there. But one thing, brother, sister, I know I've been predestinated. My predestination is in the roots. My stand is in God. There's nothing which can hinder me. There's nothing which can stand before me. That's why Paul said, not even death
Not even death. Not even hunger. Amen. Whatever can separate us from the life of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Because we have been made one with Him. We are living like Him. We are here to show forth who God is. That's why, brother, sister, sickness cannot stand before us. Amen. Whatever it is, sin cannot stand before us. Because we have been given power over all these things. Amen. If you believe, greater works than this shall you do. Amen. Because I go unto my Father. Amen. I have transferred that power.
Amen.
To you.
To
me. Amen.
Amen.
That's why how we stand this morning.
We
are overcomers. Amen.
Amen.
Because He overcame for us. God bless you.
Another round of applause. We want to thank God. What does Calvary mean to you? As I asked Brother Campion Mafuke to come close with a word of prayer. But we are so thankful, brother and sister, to realize that Calvary brings life to the believer. What Adam lost in the Garden of Eden, because of Calvary, it has been brought back. The title deed that was snatched away from Adam, now it's back in the church. This is the meaning of Calvary. You are not a nobody, but you are somebody. You have overcoming power. You can receive the Holy Ghost, because that is the meaning of Calvary to you. Don't fear the devil, because of Calvary power is given unto you. You can tell the devil even now to say, Satan, you are defeated, because that's the meaning of Calvary. If you can believe it, won't you raise to your feet? You may take your seats. We want to thank God this afternoon that after the establishment of an altar, you do know now what Calvary means to you.
So
if you establish an altar in your life, exactly you know the meaning of Calvary. Accepting the Lord Jesus Christ in you, living a victorious life, overcoming sin. That's exactly what Calvary means. We want to say thank you to Brother Lazarus Ngwarati for putting himself aside. Praise be the name of the Lord. I'm sure you are happy to have been in the house of the Lord. And we thank him for giving us time like this. And we thank God for Easter.
Tinotenda Mwari nekuda kweEaster.
On the natural, we also close our companies.
Panyama katinotombo varawo makambani edu.
They also closed. No wonder why he is here. He is not in South Africa because they closed shop. And we want to say thank you, Lord, for the Easter holiday.
And
I also hope those joining us via live streaming are also having a good time. We are saying God bless you as he is also blessing us. Let's continue praying for our services. We meet tomorrow, same time, and we pray that the Lord will come, speak once again in our hearts. Let's be in prayer. If the musicians are prayed up, the song leader prayed up, the minister prayed up, the church prayed up, it's unlimited what God will do to the church. So let's just have time to pray for the service for tomorrow. God bless you as Brother Tafazo is looking for a song for us. For those joining us via live streaming, we've come to the end of our service. But we're just going to sing maybe one song and then dismiss our song. So if you still got bundles, you can hang on.